it's not my type of effort, you know, a little bit short for me. So, you know, I do struggle to get it all out in 2.5Ks. So, you know, considering that, no crashes, you know, started today fitting well. So, yeah, can't complain with that, really.
And first thing this morning, when you were on the line, what was the plan for today?
Well, initially, we thought it'd be a sprint finish. So, you know, we were told don't really try and get in the breakaway unless Orica Green Edge and Drapac, you know, have got a man in there. So it turned out Orica got three guys in there and Drapac got one of their guys in it. But, you know, initially when the break went, I didn't actually realise we'd got a gap. It just split on the first climb, which is Mount Macedon. So we had 4K before that, and then there's 4K, you know, of the climb itself, Mount Macedon, and by the top, we'd got 40 seconds, so a little bit unexpected, but, you know, a pleasant surprise, really.
Sometimes in these things, it can be just a little bit of luck being in the right move at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just being at the front and being at the sharp end, the race really paid dividends there, so, you know, generally quite pleased with the outcome from today, so...
How hard was it in the break today?
It was the last 30 kilometres that were particularly tough. Up until then, you know, I don't think there was a major chase by the bunch because obviously Drapac, who were leading general classification, had one guy in the break, so it wasn't really in their interest to chase. And obviously Orica, Green Edge had three guys, so they would certainly have been a chase. And then most of the other teams had at least one representative. So, you know, it was the ideal break to be in, really, sort of... It wasn't a super, super hard ride for the majority of the day, you know, but something that was able to get time. So, yeah, no, the ideal move to be in today, I think.
At what point did you start to realise that maybe you could get a jersey? Obviously, now you'll be wearing white for tomorrow's stage as the best young rider.
Yeah, that's probably the best outcome from today for me. Hard work is definitely to come, you know, so I think that last day will be particularly challenging. I haven't got a massive buffer in that classification. I knew there was... at least another three guys in the break, which qualify for the under 23, one of them being Grant Ferguson, my teammate on the GB team. Didn't actually realise that I got it when I crossed the line, but then Keith, our team manager, told me, so...
Quite a feeling, and to get on the podium and pull it on, that's even better, probably.
It's the second time now that I've got youth jersey in a race, but the last time I wore when I lost in the last day, so I got particularly motivated not to do that this time and try and hold on to it till the end.
Is that the plan now? I mean, what about the team? Obviously, you mentioned Grant Ferguson there. What will be the team tactics?
I'm not entirely sure yet, but I imagine we'll try and keep hold of it, you know, whether that's on my shoulders or Grant's. We'll hopefully set up Chris Lawless for a sprint tomorrow if it comes down to it, and the following day. And then I'm sure one of the other lads perhaps will want to get in the break. So, you know, still plenty of racing left to do. It's not game over by any means. Although, you know, on GC, you know, 20 or so of us have got a buffer to the remainder of the field 20 minutes back. But in terms of youth classification and stage results, it's far from over, really.
Great start to the year for you. What about the rest of 2015? What's the plan? What are the highlights coming up for you?
So after this trip in Australia, we've got the Nations Cup campaign in Belgium and Holland. So they'll be quite tough races and, you know, ones we'll hope to do well in. We're hoping to get an invitation to the Yorkshire 3-day run by ASO. And then following that, it's obviously Nationals and sort of tail end of the season. Goals will be Tour de l'Avenir. That's a big one for me this year. Hopefully Tour Britain and potentially Road Worlds. So a few different phases and blocks and stuff. So health permitting, hopefully I'll have a good crack at it this season.
And if you do well in some of those targets, are you looking to maybe, obviously Team Sky would be the obvious one, but to get a move, say, to a big continental team?
Yeah, I think ultimately, you know, the World Tour is where the majority of us on the academy want to be. So it's regarded as a stepping stone or a finishing school. To graduate as such, you need the results. So fingers crossed if I can put some results to my name this year. Potentially is an option in a year or two, but you know, you never really know. Yeah, I could could crash and break something tomorrow, but fingers crossed season goes well and what have you.